Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding an old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Let's get right back to your calls. The playoffs are here. How do you feel? 803-0550. Mike Shope and the Bulldog with you. Tomorrow, Sam Monson will join us from the 33rd team. Sam and Steve, their podcast. You know Sam. And Sal will be back on. We will have Jeff Legwald on Friday, ESPN Broncos guy who I used to work with in Rochester. He's been there a long time now in Denver. And Joe Ostrowski, Sammy P, still to come this week with their handicapping thoughts on wildcard weekend.
Did he work in Tennessee at all?
Yep.
Legwald too? Because
yep.
I remember that. I think I talked to him way back when, before I knew you, when he was in Tennessee.
He went from Rochester to Nashville.
Okay.
And then I think to Denver. And he was in Pittsburgh and different places. You can ask him on Friday.
Write it down for us, Jeff. I can't wait. Do you remember talking to me on some Friday night on WBEN in like 1997?
I bet he does.
That would be sad.
I think he's a good guy. I don't think Jeff does a lot of...
All right, good.
He's not out there whoring himself to shows and podcasts, looking for attention.
Doesn't clock into the Take Factory.
No.
All right, well, good.
That's not his game. It's not his brand. Here is, I assume, a different Jeff on WGR. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you? Good evening.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, just responding to the last couple of callers and their concerns about the every man eats strategy that, apparently has worked pretty well for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I believe it makes it really hard for any team to game plan against a team that's spreading the ball around to the extent that we do. And I'm not sure why you would want to abandon that.
Well,
at the end of the day, certainly if there's, a strong second, I guess that, doesn't hurt. But, we all want to see these guys succeed. And I don't think it's something we should abandon at this point.
Well, there's no abandoning it, really, because they are what they are. They've got the guys they've got. What I think is probably happening now that we're to the playoffs, it's like, what gives you anxiety? What are we worried about? And, a lot of that can be just sort of reviewing what we were worried about at any point in the season, right? Tyler Bass has had pockets of the season where he made seemingly everything. But, you know, he misses one, and you're right back to Tyler Bass. Like, you forget about the 61-yarder he made to beat Miami. So he's not clutch or something, like, whatever. And the receiving core was, I mean, oh my gosh. I can't remember a subject that got talked about more consistently about a Bills team that did involve who the quarterback should be or is going to be than that receiving room last year. I mean, they created a ton of that themselves by moving on from Diggs. And they needed in this season, they lost a couple of games in a row and realized, like, hey, man coverage, guys aren't getting open, and this isn't going to work. And they went and did something about it. Now, Cooper has not had, like, you can't look at any of the game sheets and go, oh, well, that obviously worked. But the offense has been functional, and their passing game at times with him in the lineup, sometimes without him too, has looked better than it did early in the year when we thought we were in some kind of crisis mode. So getting back to it being a concern now, people calling us in the last hour to express it, I totally get it. You're going to be playing Baltimore, maybe eventually. Denver blitzes a lot. They've got Patrick Surtain. Am I going to get guys open? You know, every game is a referendum on whatever the decisions that were made back in March and April were. Is there enough here? Did it work? And they were the second leading scoring team in the NFL this year. So, yes, it's worked. But they're not going to be playing the Jets or the Patriots anymore. So you're going to have good competition, and is it all going to stay airborne here? And it should get harder as you go. And so, you know, I think probably rightly so, if it crashes and burns at some point, it's going to be heavily criticized. They didn't have enough there. You know, great. You got your points in your regular season games, but could you do it when it mattered the most? And that's where having the high-end guys that are borderline unstoppable comes into play. And they just simply do not have that guy.
We have had the conversation just endlessly. And a part of it has always been, too, that in the last couple of years, when it came to playoff time, Diggs kind of disappeared. So you might have thought you had the right kind of build for the playoffs, but you didn't get anything from him, especially last year. I mean, that Chief game was a disaster for him. So who knows, right? I mean, if anybody in this group pops Sunday or, better yet, down the road in the playoffs, that's going to be legendary. Assuming they win, unlike what happened with Davis, had the 13 seconds game that he had. So we'll see. But I agree with Bulldog simply that it's still under scrutiny. Nope, you can't change anything now. Nobody's abandoning anything now, like you said. But I think it's reasonable. This is when it matters. I mean, what would be unreasonable is to stop scrutinizing this stuff now. Because this is what you play for.
Right.
And we'll see what they get at that position on Sunday. Here is Jason next. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. One of the things I really loved at the end of this offseason, when we did lose our number one and number two wide receivers, was that we were able to sign five wide receivers for the price of one annual salary of Gabe Davis in Jacksonville, which is $13 million. Granted, one of those receivers didn't make it to the full roster because of injury, Chase Claypool. But, you know, we got four solid receivers. They got us to the number two seed for the price of $13 million. You sign Amari Cooper. You know, this is like a money ball type of season with the salary cap. I just want to add a little perspective of, you know, we only had a limited amount of money to play with, couldn't really assign the super big star, but, you know, these guys are all putting in hard work. They're all winning the games. They're all catching the balls, and we got a pretty good steal for the core for the price. That's all I got to say, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. Dave is next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How are you?
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Good. So I'm calling in because I heard the tail end there about the speeding ticket in Europe shenanigans. Fortunately for you guys, I'm your resident expert on European speeding tickets. I was stationed there for 3.5 years. I was counting after I called in, and I think I had a total of six different countries. No tickets in the United States of America, 7 tickets in Europe. And overall, I would say if they found your address and you ever even think you're going to go back there, I would pay it, because some companies will hold you, or countries, excuse me, will hold you at the border when you fly back in. That is a true thing that happened.
Wow. I respect that and understand that. What I have to decide here is in you know, some amount of time, I might wait and see if follow-up correspondence comes, you know, again, with a different offer.
Because they give you a better deal?
They started with, it's a $100 citation, but just give us 50 and, like, you know, we'll just keep moving. Like, okay, that seems weird, but all right. So maybe I'll wait and see what comes here in the next few months, and then I have to decide whether I ever want to go to Spain again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The countries are weird, because Austria charged me, I think, $300 for, like, literally 15 kilometers over, which was, like, the most expensive. But then I found out I got 3 in Italy for literally, like, it was nothing over the speed limit. And I didn't get it till 6 months later. And the dates were all wrong, so I never touched it again. And when I called a year after that, they said, like, I guess we forgot about it.
All right, well, that's a win, then. Yeah. So there's always that chance, too.
You never know.
Right? Which, you know, would be a hell of a risk to take. Like, let's go to Spain. Like, okay.
Thanks, Dave.
I'd be just a little bit nervous about that, I think.
I got a similar story to his last story from a friend who went to Canada and got a ticket and wasn't sure, asked a friend, do I have to pay it? And I think he was telling me that he found out that he didn't after he had already done so.
Oh.
But I'm not sure what the rules are. Here's my story. Not as interesting, because it wasn't in Spain, you know. Ooh. But when I was just out of college, a friend of mine from school got married in North Carolina, and I drove there for his wedding. On the way.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, I was alone. On the way back, I got a ticket for speeding. I deserved it, whatever, whatever it was, on a highway. And had some reason, I'm 23, had some reason to think I didn't need to pay it because it was out of state.
Okay.
And did not realize that I was wrong until I went to renew my license. And it had been suspended for weeks or even months. And I had no idea.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm not always the fastest to open mail.
Okay.
I'm more like the Italian government in case Dave's story.
Right. We seem to have lost it. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I went, I remember going to renew my license, and they said, no, your license has been suspended.
You're not allowed.
Which I've enjoyed in the same way that you might enjoy saying you're banned in Spain or whatever you're going to do with it.
Right.
Because on forms, they'll ask you, as you'll know, like they'll ask you if you ever had a suspended license. And I'm like, yeah. I have. And I'm always waiting for somebody to follow up with me on
this.
Right,
right. Like, what happened here? Right.
And I would love to tell them, but that's never happened.
Never happened.
It's no.
Never mattered what your licensed suspension status.
My better story is the Easy Pass story, but
right,
I have this one, too.
Easy Pass suspension, yeah.
The 10-year speed suspension on Easy Pass.
Right.
I love that. That was for when there was that toll booth in Buffalo by the Peace Bridge.
Breckenridge Toll, that was called.
Breckenridge?
Yeah.
That many people wouldn't even know was ever there now at this point.
Right.
But they'd have those baskets. And then when you got Easy Pass, then you had Easy Pass. And I would go through there often going home from work, maybe it was. I lived in West Seneca, if that makes sense. Whatever it was. I had 3 different like citations.
For going through there too fast.
For going through like 18 miles an hour, whatever would be too fast for Easy Pass. It's 5, right? So some infraction, and I just wouldn't open mail. I still don't open mail from Easy Pass. It's just my receipt, right? I pay it automatically, and I don't know what's in there.
Right.
Hopefully there's nothing else coming my way.
Right.
I still don't open those
those
envelopes. But single, living in an apartment, oh, Easy Pass, whatever, that's going to be a receipt. And one time I maybe it didn't work first. Like I got the red light instead of the green light.
Yeah.
And then I went, yeah, maybe I should open
some of this Easy Pass
letter.
See what they have to say. Yeah. What's
going
on?
The first thing I opened was, that's your third and final
warning.
Warning. You're suspended for 10 years.
10 years is just so incredible.
You can't use Easy Pass for 10 years. So this would have been in like 2003. Okay.
Yeah, I remember, we were together for this.
Okay.
I remember that. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm dating my future wife, and she, I could just totally hear her and see her saying it. She's like, well, why don't you find out if there's sort of something you can do?
Right. Is there any recourse now that I've been suspended? Is there a way to work my way back into the good graces of Easy Pass?
And I thought, honey, I'd rather not do that because I have gotten so much mileage already and I've got 8 years to go.
Of being suspended
by
like, Easy Pass?
Ooh, who are you? Magnum PI? Like you are your speed demon? You and your Saturn?
Ha!
So you and your Renault Alliance are just tooling around Buffalo, blazing through tolls, blowing them off. Yeah, that's me. So, but you know, I'd like to represent that at parties and such. So I did not want to pursue. I just wanted to get through 10 years, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay the dollar to go over Grand Island Bridge every time. I did that for a couple of years. I paid the buck. They had toll booths there.
Right.
And I paid the buck. You live on the island, it's only like 8 cents. So I'm paying paying 92 cents over every time I went to Grand, every time I went home.
That adds up.
That adds up. But for me, the value is still on the side of having the story.
Right.
So eventually I go, there was an Easy Pass office on the island right by the boulevard and baseline. And I go in there one day and I said, look, what, I'm on the speed suspension. What can I do? And the woman said, you just have to write a letter apologizing. And okay, thank you. So I went home and my wife's like, what did they tell you? And I said, all I have to do is write a letter of apology. She's like, great, that'll be easy. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Thank you. I knew that was coming.
I'm not sorry. So I refused to write the letter of apology, mm-hmm. and I kept my story, and I kept my suspension for another couple of weeks.
Oh, come on.
And then I did. Then I wrote the letter.
Just a couple of weeks that you folded.
Yeah. Then I wrote the letter. Just say you're sorry and get it over with.
This is very much like a Curb episode here is what this is.
Real life stuff.
Right.
Real life stuff.
Right. Right. Maybe I'll let this thing go until because, you know, having the I can't go to Spain, you know, I do kind of like that.
I love it.
I'm going to say it's alluring even to be able to say something like that because I've never been banned from anywhere.
You know, it's your thing, but I would have a tough time resisting the temptation to use it. Sam Monson tomorrow. There might be a lull in the conversation. Hey, you know, Bulldog can't go to Spain. And anybody that would hear that would be curious as to why. Like, what would be the reason why you can't go to Spain? What did you do? Like, holy cow, what happened? Why?
I try to go through security at a Spanish airport in Barcelona, and like armed guards come out when I walk through the thing. Like,
you have
like they're waiting for me.
Fifth cousin who was like wanted for terrorist threats or something, and like you're involved.
Yeah.
You can't go to Spain because of that. Or
no.
You said something on the air once maybe that was incendiary about Spain, and they found out, and now you're on the list. I mean, Nixon had Joe Namath on an enemies list. Spain could put you on an enemies list.
I hope they do. I would love to be on Spain's enemies list.
Everybody was on Nixon's enemies list.
Not really. I love Spain. I really enjoyed Spain.
Yeah, that's one thing,
I'm really going to miss Spain.
You're good. You like to have the fond memories.
I'm really going to miss Spain, it turns out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should just send them the money.
Well, the last caller is saying you should. Mostly.
If I can determine that the whole thing is legit, then, I don't like having something hanging over my head, even if it's in Spain.
Right.
But I'm legit. I think it's right to have some legit concern about whether it's a real thing or not. And like this friend of mine getting a ticket too, and he rented a car from somewhere at the Barcelona airport too. Like, I don't know. Data leak. Who knows? I don't want to just assume this is from the government.
You want to not have it happen where you pay the fine, and then in a few months you get another one.
Right.
Now you're in a situation.
Or, you know, our bank account gets drained.
Well, I can hear you talking like that.
That would be bad too.
But hey, this chump
right.
paid this.
Right.
Let's send him another one, see what he does. Maybe he'll just pay that
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Right. I don't want to be that guy. Who wants to be that person?
No one wants to be that person. A lot of people are that person.
Of all time. No.
I'm kind of that person. I'll just pay it. Whatever. Whatever it is, I'll just pay it.
It was a big step for me that I stopped myself from doing that last night. Honestly, really, it was. I started, and I said, you know what? I was sitting there with my wife. I'm like, I don't know.
It sounds like more the opposite of a big step. I'm just not going to pay this.
It's a big step.
It's not a big step.
It's a big step towards my potential future life of crime.
Yes, it's a big backward step. Big golf night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
TGL, Mike. It's indoor simulated golf, but with the big shots. In like sort of a, they've built kind of a stadium. I don't know. Like I think that where they're contesting this is the size of a football field. The screen is like, you know, 50 times or bigger than the screen you'd go hit at Golf Dojo or wherever you go hit at golf simulators. And it's, you know, big names. I mean, Tiger and Rory are the names on it and behind it. I doubt they're putting in all the money, but it feels like they've invested in it. And, yeah, it's team simulated golf. There's a shot clock.
Oh. Is there a replay?
I don't know, but it's everything I've looked at indicates that this is going to be live at 9 p.m. tonight on ESPN2. Because I Googled about, like, is this tape delayed? Has it already been, you know, they've already performed and they've packaged it in a nice tight TV show or something. And I think it's going to be live as it happens. But Rory and Tiger aren't involved tonight. I had the names of
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Thank you. On the teams that are Ober tonight. Right. Ober's on one of the teams tonight.
It's the Bay against New York.
Fitzpatrick, Fowler, Shoffley, Cameron Young, Auberg, Clark, Wyndham Clark, Minwoo Lee, and Shane Lowry.
Wow. Throw out the record books.
Those are the two teams.
There aren't any.
This is going to run weekly, it looks like, on Tuesday nights for a while here.
All right. Well, let me know how it is.
Yeah.
If you think of it.
We'll see. If I get to watching other people play simulated golf,
I know.
My wife could leave.
You're one step away then from watching me play Strat.
Right. Like what is even left here?
Yeah, that's a bad turn. Tyler Dunn joined us earlier. He sat down with Sean McDermott last week. We talked about that conversation and the Bills' chances. We'll have that for you right after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.